For many, the Gulf Coast can be measured in fish.
Talking about this fish and crawfish and crab, isn't that a beautiful red snapper? I guarantee that's a fine one.
From the shrimpers, the charter fishermen, and the bait dealers, to the giant seafood distributors that provide up to 25% of fish to the continental U.S., many thousands of jobs are under threat from BP's oil slick. The crucial warm water fishing season is here, but the warmth of a paycheck may have vanished. On the other hand,
more than 20,000 people are currently working around the clock to protect waters and coastlines.
Jobs lost, jobs gained in a sea of oil. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Lynn Scherr, in for Celeste all week, here with John.
And we've got a conversation going about this interesting trade-off, tragic trade-off, that takes place as jobs vanish on the one hand in the Gulf, but they come in as part of the cleanup on the other hand.
It's not a trade-off anybody wanted to see happen.
No, but it is interesting because it means the impact of the oil spill is not going to be as easy to gauge as we might have thought. But let's check the morning's top news stories, and oil is right at the top of the news. 50 days in, oil thick as pancake batter, coating the Louisiana marshland, trapping wildlife, blobs the size of dimes or even dinner plates dot the white sands of Alabama and the Florida panhandle. And in the Gulf, the oil has broken up into thousands of patches, all going in different directions. This morning, President Obama is showing his anger.
I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially had the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
In an interview that airs this hour on NBC News, the president defends his response to the spill, saying he went to the Gulf region a month ago, long before any pundits showed up. As for the state of the spill itself, officials say they're capturing a 500,000 gallons a day. Depending on the estimate, that means anywhere from 1 to 2/3 of the leaking oil is now being siphoned to the surface.
Joining us now is Dean Blanchard. He runs Dean Blanchard Seafood in Grand Isle in the marshes south of New Orleans. Good morning, Dean. Will this oil spill and the cleanup lead to a net loss or a net gain in the jobs?
Oh, definitely a net loss for the town of Grand Isle.
So the numbers game is not something you want to play. You don't want to lose those jobs just to get them with the temporary cleanup.
Well, the people that's doing the cleanup, they're probably 30-1 from out of town.
Oh, so you guys are not getting those jobs?
Well, some people are and some aren't, you know.
Okay. Well, stay with us, Dean. Let's talk about that more in just a moment.
Voters in 12 states head to the polls today. In 11 of those states, they'll pick the Democrat and Republican candidates that will face off in the fall. Those are primary races. But among the big races, Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln faces a runoff in Arkansas. And in Nevada, three Republican candidates are fighting it out to see who will run against Democrat Harry Reid in the fall. In Afghanistan, insurgents killed 12 NATO troops yesterday, 7 of them American. And already today, 2 more American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. The Taliban are stepping up attacks ahead of a major NATO operation in Kandahar scheduled for this summer.
The White House is directing federal agencies to cut 5% of their budgets this year. The Washington Post reports that the agencies are being told, identify programs that do little to advance the president's agenda. Budget cuts are also the focus of protests in Spain this morning. Public sector workers have begun a strike in protest of a 5% pay cut that goes into effect this month. The cuts are part of a package to reduce Spain's budget deficit, currently running at more than 11%.
Asian markets are up this morning. European indices are down as the euro continues to struggle. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 9,816. The S&P opens at 1,050. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,173. Just a few minutes, we talk more about the jobs, the tragic trade-off in the Gulf. Oil spill jobs taking shrimping and fishing jobs. When the oil is cleaned up, what jobs will there be anyway? More on that coming right up.